It's been a busy week in New Hampshire politics with visits from Vice President Joe Biden and GOP vice presidential nominee Paul Ryan. Then there were the first general election debates in the state. Joining me now to talk about all of this is NHPR political reporter Josh Rogers. Hi, Josh.
Good afternoon, Brady.
Now, Vice President Biden held a rally last hour at the State House in Concord. You caught him earlier in the day in an event at Dartmouth College. What did he have to say there?
Well, Brady, as you might expect on a college campus, the vice president was out to highlight things that might be of particular interest to young voters, which are, of course, a key demographic for Democrats. Vice President Biden talked about college affordability, student loans, the need to increase Americans graduating from college. He said a goal of his and the president's was to have the U.S. actually lead the world in this category by 2020. Joe Biden also stressed abortion rights, same-sex marriage, and he took lengthy aim at the policies of Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan, speaking at length about the Ryan budget, which he says would hurt average Americans. The vice president also weighed in on the story that has dominated the campaigns this week, the tape from a private political fundraiser where Mitt Romney was captured saying that 47% of Americans who don't pay income taxes were dependent on government. Why don't we take a listen to what the vice president had to say about this?
He thinks these folks believe they're entitled, that they become dependent. They see themselves as victims who won't take responsibility for their own lives. How could he be so profoundly wrong about America? How is that possible? Not in my neighborhood. Not where I grew up.
That's Vice President Joe Biden. Now, Republican vice presidential candidate, as we mentioned, Paul Ryan was also in the state this week campaigning in Dover. What was that event like?
Well, Brady, Paul Ryan spoke at a Dover Community Center. It was an early morning event on Tuesday, and that was the morning after this 47% video first surfaced. In that town hall event, Paul Ryan focused on the Romney ticket's core message that the economy hasn't recovered enough under President Obama and that spending at the federal level has exploded. Paul Ryan gave his speech next to a giant debt clock, which has become a standard trope on the Romney campaign, sort of like the one that used to be in Times Square in New York City some years ago, maybe dating myself a bit. The vice presidential candidate, Ryan, never explicitly spoke to the whole 47% flap, but he did seem to address it in a fashion. Here's what he said.
And so this is what Mitt and I are talking about when we're worried about more and more people becoming net dependent upon the government than upon themselves. Because by promoting more dependency, by not having jobs and economic growth, people miss their potential. We should not be measuring the progress of our social programs, of programs like food stamps, based upon how many people receive them. We should be measuring the progress of our social programs by how many people we transition off of them into lives of self-sufficiency and jobs and upward mobility.
That's Paul Ryan speaking in Dover. Now, that seemed to go over pretty well with the audience. So how much of the furor around Mitt Romney's remarks is in the eye of the beholder? Because people supporting President Obama, of course, were quick to take offense or to ridicule the comments. But a number of Romney backers have greeted them with more than a shrug.
Well, that's true, Brady. And there are a couple ways to look at it. In terms of the pure substance of what Mitt Romney said, it's not unlike what you might hear from many conservatives. But then there's the political reality that as someone looking to be president, you know, Mitt Romney's not just any conservative. And the idea that you would openly state that you don't expect half the country to ever support your tax policies is, you know, pretty much ill-advised on a practical level. And the fact that Romney has since said he wants to lead 100% of Americans shows that he understands that the remark was damaging.
And that brings me to a question from the debate between the candidates for governor earlier this week. Republican Ovid Lamontagne said, as far as he's concerned, New Hampshire has no 47%. What were some of the other big moments in that debate?
Well, I mean, has anyone who tuned into the debate saw what will likely be the core of this race? You know, Republican Ovid Lamontagne arguing that Democrat Maggie Hassan is a big spender who will raise your taxes. Hassan, meanwhile, arguing that Ovid Lamontagne is an extremist on social issues, whose election could mean more restrictions on abortion rights and the possible overturning of the state's same-sex marriage law. You know, no doubt this race will have other issues than those. And at the moment, the state's handling of the hepatitis C outbreak at Exeter Hospital is getting kind of a cameo in this race, specifically whether, you know, budget cuts in the last state budget hindered the state's ability to respond to that crisis, a contention of Hassan's at Lamontagne and Republicans have called reckless. But it's true that from the moment primary results were in, last week, it's been taxes and spending versus abortion and gay marriage. You know, all of those are issues which, you know, can move the bases of each party. You know, everyone's going to be hearing a lot more about them over the next 6 weeks.
All right. Great hearing from you, Josh. Thanks.
You're welcome, Brady.
That's NHPR's Josh Rogers.